Proposals to exempt Southern African nations from a global ban on ivory sales may soon be approved by the United Nations. The UN body that regulates the international wildlife trade meets this weekend in Thailand, and another bitter fight over ivory is expected. Environmental groups say if exemptions are approved, it would exacerbate an elephant poaching problem that is already out of control. This weekend's debate may also have a scientific twist, thanks to research that makes it easier to trace poached tusks back to the country they came from. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Scientists have gotten pretty good at teasing DNA fingerprints out of chunks of confiscated ivory in recent years. But the job of matching those fingerprints with the DNA of elephants living in Africa has proven to be a much harder task. Samuel Wasser, director of the Center for Conservation Biology at the University of Washington, says it's especially hard to locate elephants that live in the forests of Western and Central Africa, even the dead ones.
When the poaching is occurring in the savanna, you can fly over those areas and you can look at carcasses on the ground, but you can't do that in the Central African forest. In fact, they can barely find carcasses on foot surveys going through those areas.
But Wasser says he's found a quick and dirty way around this problem. Rather than search for live elephants, he searches for their droppings. For years, he's been equipping teams of local Africans with screw-top vials and sending them out to look for giant mounds of feces.
When they see the sample, all they do is they put on a pair of rubber gloves, and then you take a piece about the size of a golf ball, and you stick it in our collection vial, seal it, and write down the latitude and longitude, and that's it.
In the latest issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Wasser reports that he's now extracted DNA from 400 vials sent to him from 28 different parts of Africa. He says the result is a map that shows where you have to go in Africa to find elephants with particular DNA profiles.
We are able to determine the origin of an unknown tusk across the continent of Africa with a fairly high degree of accuracy.
Wasser's map could help resolve a seemingly endless argument about a controversial global ban on ivory sales. Southern African nations have asked the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, to allow them to sell tons of what they say is local ivory acquired before the ban kicked in 1989.
If countries are allowed one-time ivory sales, we now have a way of being able to confirm that ivory did indeed come from the country that is allowed the one-time sale.
Law enforcement agencies started calling Wasser's lab before his study was even published. Interpol has asked him to help trace the tusks in a huge cache of black market ivory seized in Indonesia 2 years ago. But environmental groups are not sure what to think. And Jeanette Hemley is a poaching expert with the World Wildlife Fund.
This is really interesting research, but I have to ask, is it the highest priority right now? I would hate to see it take attention and resources away from the real on-the-ground needs in Africa.
Hemley says you don't need a database to know that poachers are now doing their worst in the forests of Central and Western Africa. She says the governments that are supposed to stop these poachers lack trucks, radios, guns, and manpower. Partly as a result, in the northeast corner of the Democratic Republic of Congo, roughly 10,000 elephants have been slaughtered in the last 2 years. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.